In today's gospel, we heard, I think, what's probably a rather familiar gospel with the healing of the centurion's slave. And indeed, it is his words that we echo every day at Mass when the priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." We then quote the centurion here saying, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." What's incredible about this gospel is that is really who is speaking here, in that it is somebody who was not part of the chosen people of God. If you read the Old Testament, it is very clear that the chosen people, the only people who could claim to be the people of God, was the Jews. However, there was this prophecy that one day all nations would come and worship the Lord in Jerusalem. And as we see this episode in Luke's gospel, we start to see that come to fulfillment, in that we see somebody who was not part of the chosen people coming to the Messiah whom the Lord had sent. And in many ways, all of us here can call ourselves beneficiaries, so I'm sure most of us here are not of Jewish descent. For we see in today's gospel the fulfillment of that prophecy, where all nations are starting to come and to adore the Lord. Let us thank the Lord for the prophecy that all nations would come to worship him, and let us give him thanks for the gift of our faith.